Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Tonight we're going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Antya Leela, Chapter 13, Pastimes with Jagadananda and Raghunath Bhatta. And we're going to read particularly some things to do with Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, his devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, and a little bit about some of the instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave him and how he carried them out very nicely like this. So the scene is that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is in the company of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya is going to give him some important instructions right now. Amara Agya Raghunatha Yaha Vrindavane Tahanyana Raha Rupa Sanatana Stani. My dear Raghunath, on my order, go to Vrindavan and live there under the care of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. Bhagavata Pada Sada Laha Krishna Nama Achire Karibena Kripa Krishna Bhagavan. In Vrindavan, you should chant the Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day, and read Srimad Bhagavatam continuously. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will very soon bestow His mercy upon you. We could just draw our attention to one point here, although Srila Prabhupada doesn't comment on it here specifically. In other places, though, he comments on this type of situation. That here, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Lord Chaitanya is telling him, you go to Vrindavan, and when you are there, chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, plus read Srimad Bhagavatam continuously. So what does this mean? Does this mean he's reading while chanting some combined program like that? Not really. This is generally not the way that we do either of these two activities, either our chanting of Hare Krishna or our studying of Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually there's a place in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, where it's one of the very last parts that Srila Prabhupada translated and commented on. I think it's the 9th chapter of the 10th canto, or thereabouts. The story of the Damodar Leela. And Mother Yashoda was confronted with a situation where she was breastfeeding Krishna, but the pot of milk was boiling over. So what to do? She couldn't really do both simultaneously, not properly. So what to do? Well, I think we all know what she did, in fact. She put Krishna down and attended to the milk. But Srila Prabhupada comments there that in these types of situations, Krishna gives the intelligence how to balance these two duties, two activities, so that everything works out nicely. So like this Raghunath Bhatta, he was chanting a lot and reading Srimad Bhagavatam a lot. This is the idea. Basically, like that. And as Lord Chaitanya says, if you do like that, Krishna will very soon bestow his mercy upon you. So for us, we should always keep fully engaged in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said, 24 hours in a day to do service, 24 hours in a day is not enough for a devotee. The devotee feels that he or she wants to do more. Why are there only 24 hours in a day? Whose idea was this? Like Srimati Radharani. Who was it who gave us these eyes that blink? What sort of incompetent was he? Yeah. So for a devotee, 24 hours in a day is not enough. The devotee is very enthusiastic and inspired and happy, so happy to be engaged in doing so many different services at the lotus feet of Krishna. It's very nice. So this is a very important consideration when Srila Rupa Goswami describes the characteristics of someone on a very advanced level of devotional service, someone on the level of bhava. Then the first quality that he gives as like very prominent and very easily perceivable quality in that advanced devotee is the devotee never wastes time. The devotee never wastes time. The devotee is always engaged in Krishna service in this way, that way, another way, in some way, in any way, in every way. Always fully engaged. And this, for the devotee, this is life. This is life. To just be engaged in Krishna's service. That's all. And it doesn't matter, ultimately at least, it doesn't matter what service it may be. As long as it is some service. It could be even some lowly, so-called lowly, service not very prominent or apparently important like that. As long as it's service. As long as it's service. I was with His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. Well, he used to spend a lot of time here. And I was fortunate to be with him quite a bit of the time. I remember one time there was like a feast or something going on, so we were sitting down. Devotees were coming around and serving, and they came to Maharaj and started serving him. He jumped up, grabbed the container of prasadam out of the surprised devotee's hands, and said, "Give it to me." He said, "I'm tired of being served. I want to do some service. So you sit down." Yeah, I want some of the nectar. Right. I saw it with my own eyes. So this is life for the devotee. Just be engaged in devotional service. So Raghunath Bhatta, he was engaged. It appears 24 hours in a day was literally not enough for him, according to what Lord Chaitanya is saying. Anyway, the idea is he was fully engaged in hearing and chanting, serving the devotees, and so on. Etabali Prabhu Tanre Alingana Khaila Prabhura Kripate Krishna Preme Mata Khaila. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghunath Bhatta. And by the Lord's mercy, Raghunath was enlivened with ecstatic love for Krishna. Chodrahata Jagannathira Tulasira Mala Chutapana Vida Mahotsave Pana Chila. At a festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been given some unspiced betel and a garland of tulsi leaves, 14 cubits long. The garland had been worn by Lord Jagannath. Saimala Chutapana Prabhutane Dila Ishtadeva Karimala Darya Rakila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the garland and betel to Raghunath Bhatta, who accepted them as a worshipable deity and preserved them very carefully. That's also an interesting little technical point, that in some temples, or at least traditionally in some sort of branches of the Vaishnav lines, betel is offered to the deity and then distributed as prasadam to the devotees afterwards. But here we see that when Lord Chaitanya was given some betel prasad, he didn't eat it or chew it. He didn't. He kept it. Yes. And then he gave it to Raghunath Bhatta. And Raghunath Bhatta also didn't eat it or chew it. He kept it. So this is our, at least as far as betel is concerned, if you happen to be given some, of course, we don't offer it in our ISKCON temples, but in some of the Gaudiya Vaishnava temples in Vrindavan, they offer it. And so we don't eat that. We don't chew on that. But we may keep it out of respect as prasad of the Lord. Yes, but it is not appropriate for us to consume it. Kabura Tani Agya Hanagela Vrindavane Ashrara Karila Asi Rupa Sanatane. Taking permission from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta then departed for Vrindavan. When he arrived there, he put himself under the care of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. Rupa Goswamiya Sabaya Karena Bhagavata Patan Bhagavata Padite Preme Olaya Tanramana. When reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of Rupa and Sanatan, Raghunath Bhatta would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. This is another interesting point, that Raghunath Bhatta is a generation younger than Rupa and Sanatan, 20 or 30 years younger, something like that. And they were the leading devotees, other than Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, a few people like that. They were the leading devotees in the line. And in Vrindavan, they were the leaders in the line. But under their instruction, even though he was very much their junior, Raghunath Bhatta would recite Srimad Bhagavatam. He would not just defer to them that, oh, you're more senior, so you give the class every time. No, they would call on him, all right, now you. In fact, they would call on him a lot on a daily basis. And even though he was in their presence and they were so much senior, but by their order, on their order, he would then present Srimad Bhagavatam to the assembled devotees. Yeah. Prabhupada would do the same thing sometimes. A few devotees told me they were in public programs with Srila Prabhupada in India. Prabhupada would sit down, lead kirtan, say something for a few minutes, and then turn to them and say, right, now you speak. And yeah, a couple of them told me the first time Prabhupada did that with them, they looked at him and almost passed out. But somehow, well, they had no choice. It was either run or just do it somehow. So they did it. They did it. And, you know, they said they found it very chastening. There was no leeway, which sometimes you might find if you're with younger devotees and you know they don't know as much as you, and, you know, they may not catch you out very easily. So there was no leeway when Srila Prabhupada was there. You just had to say the right things, the things you'd heard from him, and stick at that. So it was a very chastening experience and a very purifying and encouraging experience. Yeah. Very nice. So Raghunath Bhatta, he was, even though he was junior, though he was highly qualified. And he could recite Srimad Bhagavatam like nobody. Very amazing. Very beautiful. Ashukampa Gadgada Prabhura Kripate Netra Kanta Rodhe Baspa Napare Padite. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he experienced the symptoms of ecstatic love, tears, trembling, and faltering of the voice. His eyes filled with tears, and his throat became choked, and thus he could not recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Pikaswara Kantatate Ragirabhi Bhaga Eka shloka padite pirai tinachari raga. His voice was as sweet as a cuckoo's, and he would recite each verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in three or four tunes. Thus, his recitations were very sweet to hear. Krishnera sondarya madhurya yabe pade shune Preme te vivala tabe kichui na jane. When he recited or heard about the beauty and sweetness of Krishna, he would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love and become oblivious to everything. Govinda charane kaila atma samarpana Govinda charanaravinda Yanra Pranadana. Thus Raghunath Bhatta surrendered fully at the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, and those lotus feet became his life and soul. Nijashishe Kahi Govindera Mandira Karaila Vangsi Makra Kundaladi Bhushana Karidila. Subsequently, Raghunath Bhatta ordered his disciples to construct a temple for Govinda. He prepared various ornaments for Govinda, including a flute and shark-shaped earrings. Normally, of course, we hear that Govinda is worshipped by Rupa Goswami, which is true, but the temple was built by Raghunath Bhatta later, because he was a lot younger. But that is the original Radha Govinda. There's a nice description in Bhakti Ratnakara how Rupa Goswami was chanting and doing his bhajan regularly down at Vangsi Vat, and one person just came up to him one day and said, you know what, up on the hill over there's a hill, just not a hill, but just raised piece of ground, really. Not far, some few hundred yards from Vangsi Vat. the center of the rasa dance. So the gentleman came and said, you know, I've seen every day one cow comes on top of the hill and just stands there. She has no calf. She just stands there on top of the hill. Suddenly, she releases all her milk. Like 10 liters or 20 liters. Just suddenly pours on the ground and she goes. Every day. Why don't you go? And he said to Rupa Goswami, why don't you just go and look up there? See what's up there. So Rupa Goswami said, yes, well, and then he turned around, there was no one there. Yeah. That man had just demanifested. So he went up there on top of that hill. Or he went up towards the hill, and sure enough, that cow came. And she just stood there for a little while. Suddenly, all this milk poured out. And then she also went away. So Rupa Goswami took some of the devotees up on top of the hill, and they dug, and they found Govindaji. They found Govinda. So that is how Govinda was recovered. He's a 5,000-year-old deity, but he was buried. And next to Govinda was Yogamaya, the sister, well, the female child of Mother Yashoda that Vasudeva took when he brought Krishna across the river and left Krishna. So this is that same Govinda. Gramya Bharata na shune na kahe jivaya Krishna kata puja dite ashta prahara yaya Raghunath Bhatta would neither hear nor speak about anything of the material world. He would simply discuss Krishna and worship the Lord day and night. Vaishnavira nindya karma nahi pade kane sabe Krishna ujana kare e matra jane. He would not listen to blasphemy of a Vaishnava, nor would he listen to talk of a Vaishnava's misbehavior. He knew only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. He did not understand anything else. So let's read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Raghunath Bhatta never did anything harmful to a Vaishnava. In other words, he was never inattentive in the service of the Lord, nor did he ever violate the rules and regulations of a pure Vaishnava. Isn't that a very interesting interpretation or sort of expansion of the point that Srila Prabhupada has done here? Raghunath Bhatta never did anything harmful to a Vaishnava. In other words, he was never inattentive in the service of the Lord. Nor did he ever violate the rules and regulations of a pure Vaishnava. So it appears that if we are inattentive in our devotional service, then we will find ourselves committing offenses. It is just like natural sequence. It is not that it will be some optional matter. Maybe, maybe not. No. If we're inattentive, then we will become offense prone. In India, some of you may have seen, it may even be here in this country, I'm not sure, but I've definitely seen in India, that there's some, you're driving along on some road through the different towns on the way somewhere, and there's some particularly tricky part of the road, and there's a sign saying, accident-prone area. Now, of course, it is not easy for an area to be accident-prone. But the area may be of such a nature that if you don't watch out, you may become accident-prone. Yes. So, offense-prone. We have to be careful we don't become offense-prone. Yes, that if you don't offend in one way somehow, then you turn around and suddenly you offend in that way. It just kind of slips out of you. So if we're inattentive in our Krishna consciousness, then we'll become offense prone. Yes. Just like Srila Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion, that if you chant inattentively, you'll become negligent in your devotional service. Yes, you are chanting, but your mind is wandering elsewhere, contemplating various matters of interest to you, what you would like to do, or what you would enjoy doing, something. And the chanting is going on in the background somewhere as a type of background noise. But actually your mind is elsewhere. Your mind is not there. So Srila Prabhupada says very clearly there in Nectar of Devotion, if you chant inattentively, then you'll become negligent, sloppy in your devotional service. You'll do it, but without attention to the detail, without proper care and effort to do things precisely and in a particular way. Yeah. Similarly, if we violate the rules and regulations of pure Vaishnavas, it is the duty of a Vaishnav Acharya to prevent his disciples and followers from violating the principles of Vaishnav behavior. He should always advise them to strictly follow the regulative principles, which will protect them from falling down. Although a Vaishnav preacher may sometimes criticize others, Raghunath Bhatta avoided this. Even if another Vaishnav was actually at fault, Raghunath Bhatta would not criticize him. He saw only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. That is the position of a Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat means very top-class devotee. Actually, even if one is serving Maya in a higher sense, he is also a servant of Krishna. Because Maya is the servant of Krishna, anyone serving Maya serves Krishna indirectly. Oh. Are we just uncovered some very helpful little secret understanding? Therefore it is said, Keha mane, keha na mane, sabatanra dasa, ye na mane, tara haye, se pape nash. Some accept him, whereas others do not. Yet everyone is his servant. One who does not accept him, however, will be ruined by his sinful activities. Mahakabura Dattamala Mananira Kale Prasada Kadara Saha Bandi Lena Gale. When Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was absorbed in remembrance of Lord Krishna, he would take the Tulsi garland and the prasadam of Lord Jagannath, that beetle, given to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bind them together and wear them on his neck. Sometimes it's nice to do that. If you receive some special maha, you get some special mercy, some special remnant,